talking with Harry Maggs today, and this is CJMQ 88.9 FM. So welcome, Harry. You are coming to Centennial Theatre, very exciting, again for this year. You've been the past couple of 2 years, and this is the third year in a row. Is that right, Harry?
Yeah, that's correct. I seem to be having a few friends there, and I'm happy to return again. I always try to bring some new music and some new stories every time I come around.
That's great. Now, you're listed as guitarist extraordinaire. You've built an incredible reputation for your unique blending of Eastern and blues musical genres, and that's pretty interesting, too, because your music is a little bit different. It has a lot of the Eastern instruments and different things in it, doesn't it, Harry?
Yes, I think the music kind of reflects my own passions musically. I've always been a fan of North American blues music, and I've loved Muddy Waters music, people like that. But I've also had a thing for Ravi Shankar and the whole Indian music scene. And so I studied both, and now my music kind of reflects those two styles.
Okay, it's almost a genre in itself. And this time you're bringing Kevin Bright, and he's quite a well-known guitarist. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, he's well-known for having played on many people's records. He's a behind-the-scenes kind of guy. He's been a session player in Canada and the U.S. for many years.
Okay, and he's played with people such as Jane Bonnet, Mark Jordan, Nora Jones, even appearing with her on the Grammys in 2003.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, he gets around. He's a player in demand.
Great. And you and he have made a brand new album. It's a debut album, actually, for the two of you on the Stony Plain in Good We Trust. So we're going to be hearing some of the music from that latest album, Harry?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we've been playing songs all year from that record, and it's going pretty well.
Okay. And how did the two of you come to get together to record this album?
Well, we actually recorded a CD back in 2004 that got nominated for a Juno Award. It was called Jubilee, and this is our follow-up CD that came in 2007.
Okay, so In Good We Trust, that's your latest CD you did with Kevin, and that's actually nominated for two Maple Blues Awards, Acoustic Act of the Year and Record of the Year, and for two Canadian Folk Music Awards in the Best Group and Pushing the Boundaries categories.
Yes, that's right, and it's actually it's been shortlisted for a Grammy nomination in America now under the Roots and Traditional Music category.
Okay, that's fantastic. And
yeah.
You and Kevin both are Canadian, Harry?
Yes, we are. Yeah, here we are. Good old hockey fans, you know.
And Harry, you're based in British Columbia. Where is Kevin based?
He comes from Ontario. I think he's originally from McCarroll in northern Ontario, but now he finds his home in Elora.
Okay, and you actually built a guitar out of a cigarette box, and we can hear this music on the one of the Bruce Springsteen cover songs on the album?
Yes, that's correct. The original design of this comes from a man, and he makes them in Memphis, and he gave me a skeleton of this thing, and I sort of painted it up and hopped it up until it sounded like something between a bass guitar and an electric guitar, and that's what we got now, quite a hybrid cigar box guitar instrument.
Okay, that's fascinating. So you have a passion for different instruments and making different instruments, I think, don't you?
Yeah, well, I'm more of a player at this point in my life, but I do experiment and try to create some interesting approaches to delivering music. You know, it's always entertaining for people to see a new twist on something that's already well known.
Okay, that's fascinating. Looking forward to the concert a lot. Now, you're going to be playing the music from the latest CD. What type of music would you say each song is a little bit different? Some are up, a little bit more rock?
Well, you know, our music is... It has a lot of different styles affecting
mm-hmm.
it, but it's either a song from Kevin generally or a song from myself, and you know, I try to write songs that have some quality to inspire people or to uplift them somewhat, you know,
mm-hmm.
just through thinking about lyrics and being moved by lyrics. And I think Kevin's approach is much the same. You know, we try to play songs from the heart and give it a wonderful kind of musical bite at the same time.
Okay, and in Good We Trust, that's the title of the album. It's also one of the songs on the album. Why did you choose this song as the title song?
Well, you know, that was a song that I said to Kevin, listen to this beat I got here. What can you put on top of that? And he said, oh, I have a song that will fit perfect on top of that. And I said, well, let's make this the title track of the album.
Okay, that's great. Any of the songs that you particularly like or stand out?
Well, I think the Springsteen cover is quite a nice cover, and I'm particularly fond of a tune called "Death Have Mercy," where I play the Mohan Veena, the Indian slide guitar, and Kevin plays electric guitar. I find that particular track is pretty cooks pretty good.
Okay, that's great. So, again, you're going to be coming to Centennial Theater on December 5th at 8 p.m., so that's very exciting. And this is actually one of the stops in your exclusive tour of the region here in Quebec. You're going to St. Hyacinthe in Quebec City.
That's correct, yeah.
Good.
We're going to be doing a few more stops before we start touring Western Canada.
Okay, great. And you've also toured quite a bit internationally, too, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think last time you came, or the time before, you were off to England after that.
Yeah, we just, a couple of days ago, we returned from France. We were playing there and at a blues festival there in near the Seine River. And we'll actually be in Australia at New Year's Eve playing a festival there. So
okay,
we're getting around a fair bit now.
Oh, that's pretty exciting. Anything else you'd like to add? Let's see, you have a website, www.harrymanx.com, and Kevin has a website, too, www.kevinbreit.com. That's B-R-E-I-T. Anything else you'd like to add, Harry?
No, just looking forward to the show, and I think anyone who does make it out will enjoy themselves.
Okay, thanks very much, Harry, and good luck. Okay, bye.
All right, all the best.
Bye.
What is this that I can't see? Cold mists run all over me. Well, wanna stretch my eyes, wanna stretch my limbs, yeah. Ain't it the way that death begins? Oh, yeah. Oh, death. Death be easy now. Death be easy. Oh, death, pass me over. Well, another year, another year, another year, child. Make death come, yeah. Cut you down, we'll oh so soon. You are a flower, what make death come? Cut you down, we'll oh so soon. Oh, yeah. Oh, death. Death be easy now. Death be easy, well. Oh, death. Pass me over, well. Another year, another year, another year, child. Another year, sweet. Another year.
Was the song Death Have Mercy by Harry Manx and Kevin Bright off the album In Good We Trust.